This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1060. Sandoz and George model IELTS speaking practice.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today, Sandoz and George join us to model IELTS speaking practice with a study partner. Listen to their sample answers and feedback so you can maximize your study.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone. Hello. And we have two special guests. This is a first for us to have two students on the podcast. We're very excited. We have George and Sandoz. Can you introduce yourself? Sandoz, you go first.
Hi, my name is Sandoz. I am originally from Jordan and located now in Saudi Arabia. I'm working as a freelancer. My major is quality assurance consultant.
Awesome. Welcome. We're so happy to have you here. And George, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, guys. My name is George. I'm a Chinese. And now I'm working at a research institute as a research assistant. I'd like to attend the IELTS exam because I want to apply for a PhD programmer maybe this year. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. Excellent. Thank you both for being here. As you know, Jessica and I recorded a podcast recently. It was IELTS Energy episode 1048, where we taught strategies to work with a study partner. And today we're showing you that in action, one specific thing when you're practicing IELTS speaking, that you can work as the examiner for each other. You can be the examiner. So we talked about specific things you can listen for. This is not a time to focus on grammar, right? Instead, you want to listen for vocabulary. Are there answers using high-level vocabulary? Do they use slang or idioms, phrasal verbs? And the pronunciation score, is it a monotone or do they have varied, interesting intonation? Can you hear emotion? And then for the fluency and coherence score, you're listening for pauses and hesitation. Do they have quite a bit to say on any topic? Or are they giving yes, no answers or very short answers? So these are the things that Sandoz and George will be listening for today. I am going to ask you each two part one questions, and then you'll have a chance to give feedback to each other. And then I also will provide feedback so that you guys listening at home and you guys, Sandoz and George, can see how this can work with a non-native speaking partner. So you can practice for IELTS and give each other feedback. All right. I'm excited about this. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, George, I'm going to ask you questions first, and I'll ask you both of them. We won't give feedback between, so you'll answer two questions, and then Sandoz will give feedback first, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to, yeah.
All right, George, what's your favorite kind of weather?
Oh, for the weather, I like the mild weather. I'd say that it cannot be too hot or too wet, but then I mean, in our city, my living city, in the summer, it's not very too hot. The weather is, the temperature would be just around 13 centigrade. It was very cool. But another, in the winter, it's a little bit cool in this place. The temperature can fall below freezing. But it doesn't matter. I can totally handle it.
Is there any type of weather you really don't like?
I'd like the rainy day. I really don't like the rainy day, yes. Because in the weekend, I'd like to go outside to enjoy the leisure time with my friends, and no matter the climbing the mountains over ride the cycle. But in the rainy day, I must stay at home and sit in front of the computer and look at the boring TV shows. I don't like it. I like to go outside with my friends. Yeah.
Okay, great job. Sandos, I'll turn it over to you first to give some feedback.
Okay. I will start with the cohesion and fluency. I think he sounds good. There's not too hesitation and pauses, in my opinion. And for the vocabulary, I think also he had a variety of vocabulary, but maybe he can use more interesting idioms or slangs, I think. And what else? For the pronunciation, his pronunciation is good. I think it's good, in my opinion.
Right. Excellent job. Great. Thanks. You gave exactly the feedback that I would give, right? That your fluency and coherence was quite good. You weren't pausing. You weren't searching for words. There was a little bit of a pause at the very beginning when I asked, what's your favorite kind of weather? I think maybe you weren't expecting that answer. There was a little bit of a pause while you thought, right? You want to jump right into your answer. But other than that, it was very fluent. You had quite a bit to say for each answer. So that was great. And I agree with Sandos that you had some interesting vocabulary, but you did miss some opportunities to throw in higher level vocabulary. For example, when you're talking about the weather, use some interesting adjectives and adverbs. Like you could say it's excruciatingly hot, something like that, right? It's ridiculously uncomfortable when it gets too hot. Or when you're talking about how much you hate the rain, use that chance to share a little more intonation for your pronunciation score. You could say, I detest the rain. I really hate sitting inside, bored, right? See how you can have that more interesting intonation. But you had a lot to say for both answers, so great job. And great job, Sandos, on giving really good feedback there. Awesome. Okay, Sandos, are you ready for your questions?
Yeah.
And George, ready to give feedback?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, here we go. Do you have a large extended family?
Well, my family is quite small. We are not a large family. We are consisted of I have two sisters and one brother. And my relatives also are not a huge number of relatives. I have a few relatives. So my family is quite small.
What do you do together with your family?
Usually we meet for occasions and in special days. We gather and have some food together, and sometimes we make fun activities. It's interesting.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Okay, all right. George, you are up. Can you give some feedback?
Okay. At first, with respect to the vocabulary, I think she used a wider range of vocabulary, I think. Yes. And the second is about the fluency. I'm maybe at the first 1 or 2 seconds, she used a pause to think about the words, but I think it doesn't matter because in the rest of the part, she can try to deliver her opinion in a very fluent way. And for the third part is about intonation. I suggest that maybe she can try to express her idea in a more with more emotion. Yes, that would be better. Yeah.
Okay, great feedback. Yes, I agree. And Sandos, it's so interesting how if you share details, don't be afraid to share details, it's easier to have that native intonation. I was so excited that you were taking the opportunity to start talking about activities you do with your family and holidays or special occasions when you get together. And I really wanted to hear details about, you know, specific foods that you eat, specific activities you do. And if you shared that more details, I think you would have started to have that intonation. Because those are such fond memories that you would start to get excited and show that excitement and happiness in your voice and get that more variety of intonation, that native intonation, right? What we want to fight, we don't want to sound like a student talking to an examiner, which is difficult because that's the situation you're in. But you want to sound like a native speaking to their friend in part one. So this is great practice for that. And when you have a study partner, because you just don't, when you're speaking in the mirror, you don't notice some of these things. And a study partner can let you know, share more detail, have more interesting intonation, right? I love that you guys also shared the positives, right? The things you were doing well. And everyone listening out there, definitely do that as well. Give each other encouragement. This should be motivating. This should help you see what you're doing right, what you're doing well, but also help you see your gaps, right? What do you guys think? Tell me, Sandos and George, do you think that this would be an effective way to study, to ask each other practice questions and give each other feedback like an examiner would? What do you think?
Shall I start?
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's a beneficial way. Because when we practice with a partner, there is someone who will tell us what is our gaps, what is our mistakes, how can we improve. But when we practice alone, sometimes I didn't notice these mistakes, to be honest.
Exactly, right. What do you think, George?
Oh, yes, I totally agree with it. Because for just one single person, it's very difficult to recognize the mistakes we have made. And for me, yes, for one person, I have tried to record my voice, my answers through some electronic gadget, and then to check it. But how to say, sometimes I still couldn't realize all my mistakes I have made. Maybe if I had a partner, they can help me to correct the mistake. Yes.
Yes, definitely. And the accountability is there. If you set a time to meet with a study partner over Zoom, like we are, or over Skype, then, you know, maybe you would have found something to do instead of practicing your IELTS speaking, but you are accountable to be there for your partner. So you're going to carve out that time. You're going to make it a priority, which is another reason to do this. And remember, guys, this isn't a time to focus on grammar. You want this to be very geared toward the scoring system. So look over the IELTS speaking scoring system. Remind yourself, what is the examiner looking for? And these things we have pulled out today are the main things that you should be thinking about and giving each other feedback on: the vocabulary score, pronunciation score, and fluency and coherence. If you're not thoughtful about the speaking system, you'll have a tendency to say like, yeah, that was great. I think you did a good job. No, you want to give constructive feedback. What about the vocabulary score? What about the pronunciation score specifically? What can you do to improve? And what are you doing well to help encourage and motivate each other, right? I'm excited for all of you to practice this at home. Find a study partner if you don't have one. You can find one in our Facebook groups, Three Keys IELTS. If you're not already a student, allearsenglish.com/keys. And there are lots of forums and Facebook groups online with other students that are studying for IELTS. Find a study partner, someone else who's studying for IELTS, and do this, right? Take that opportunity to ask each other questions and give feedback. All right, Sandos and George, are you going to try it with a study partner? Yes?
Yes, sure.
Good. Oh, yeah. I like to. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today, for being our first students in a group student recording. It was really fun. It was groundbreaking, which is always fun to do something new and different.
Thank awesome. You for having me.
Yeah. Yes. It's all pressure. Yeah. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.